SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, Charles and Camilla arrive in Sydney to begin their five-day tour of Australia. Security ramped up in Indonesia before its presidential inauguration. And in sport, Sydney Roosters playmaker Sandon Smith charged over a car crash. Good morning from the SES Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghad. King Charles and Queen Camilla have arrived in Australia for their royal visit, their first since the monarch's coronation last year. The King and Queen have been greeted by the Prime Minister, the Governor-General, and the Premier of New South Wales after arriving in Sydney on Friday night. 12-year-old Kai has also been among the official party. His desire to meet the royals was made possible by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Scores of military and police personnel have been across Indonesia's capital as the country prepares for the inauguration of President-elect Prabowo Subianto. Around 100,000 officers will be stationed around Jakarta, with the deployment to include snipers and anti-riot units. Indonesian military chief Agus Subianto says they're aware certain groups are preparing to hold protests.
We need to be alert about possible threats before, during, and after the inauguration in relation to certain threats. We will cooperate with the police and intelligence on the ground, particularly in Jakarta.
United States Republican candidate Donald Trump has criticized Volodymyr Zelensky over Ukraine's war with Russia. He has told the conservative PBD podcast that the Ukrainian president was responsible for helping to start the conflict. Mr. Trump has also slammed the Ukrainian leader for failing to seek peace with Moscow and suggested Ukraine may have to cede some of its land to Russia to make a peace deal, a concession Kyiv considers unacceptable. The former president has promised to end the war before his inauguration if re-elected.
You have millions of people that are dead, much more than you're reading about. You know, when you see these, I was amazed at how big. I'm in the real estate business, to put it mildly.
Sure.
So I know buildings. Those buildings were massive. You know, they were long rather than tall. They were 12 to 15 stories, but they went like for blocks. They were massive buildings. Rockets were hitting the buildings. They were collapsing. A lot of people were killed. You hear two people were injured. No. Many people were killed. That war is much more deadly than they're telling you. It has to be settled.
A group of former political prisoners have called for a special envoy dedicated solely to Australians detained overseas. Academics Kylie Moore-Gilbert and Sean Turnell and journalists Peter Grest and Cheng Lei say the envoy would be part of a suite of new processes they say are needed so that people like them are better supported. The members of the Australian Wrongful and Arbitrary Detention Alliance have told a parliamentary inquiry that publicity and international pressure had been critical to protect them from further harm. But Kylie Moore-Gilbert has told the inquiry there's still a lot of work to be done to help former political prisoners recover from their ordeals.
I'm still very angry about what happened to me and everything that I've lost as a result of my wrongful detention. And this is what motivated me to start AWADA and to campaign for reforms to how Australia manages cases like mine, including greater support for detainees who come home. I know I've ruffled feathers in some quarters with my advocacy, but sometimes the system needs to be shaken up a bit in order to achieve meaningful change.
A major inquiry has called for housing developments in flood-prone areas to be banned. The Federal Parliamentary Inquiry into Insurer Responses to Major Flood Claims has also called for changes to processing procedures, including cash settlements and ensuring properties in very high-risk areas are eligible for buyback schemes. Flood emergencies in New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, and Tasmania over a period of 10 months in 2022 led to a record 300,000 insurance claims. The inquiry has heard that many people were still waiting to move back into their homes more than 2 years later. A petition has been tabled in the Northern Territory Parliament asking for gender-affirming care to be stopped for young people under the age of 18. Speaker Robin Lambley stepped down from the chair to submit the petition on behalf of the Australian Christian Lobby. It asks for all medical and surgical transitioning treatments for children in the Northern Territory to be suspended and for an independent inquiry to be held into gender care. To sport, Sydney Roosters playmaker Zandon Smith has appeared in court over a crash in the city's eastern suburbs earlier this year. The 21-year-old has been charged with negligent driving, occasioning grievous bodily harm following an investigation into the three-car smash in Vaucluse in March. Police allege Smith failed to give way while leaving a driveway before the crash, in which a male pedestrian was injured. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.